Well, friends, good to have you joining with us again today. And you don't need me to tell you that there's a lot of bad news in our world at present. But I come to you today with good news, the good news of the gospel, because the word gospel means that very thing. It means good news. Whenever the Saviour was born in Bethlehem, the angel appeared to the shepherds just outside of the city and said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings," or glad tidings, "of great joy, which shall be to all people." And those words, glad tidings or good tidings, are the same words from which we get the word gospel. And so the gospel was the answer to all their fears. Fear not, I bring you the gospel. And the gospel is good news, and it's for all people. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through to verse number 3, Paul described what the gospel was. He says, "I declared unto you the gospel." The gospel, he says, was something that I received. It was given unto me. It was a revelation from God outside of myself. And it's something that is declared in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And Paul summarizes the gospel in these words: Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Let's just look at this gospel in a little bit more detail. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That's the simple message of the gospel. It brings us to the cross. Notice those words, Christ died. That's history. That's a historical fact, an historical record. Jesus Christ really lived. He was a historical figure. We cannot deny that. That's a reality. This is the year 2020 AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. And the great question is, what think ye of Christ? Who was this man that stepped onto the stage of world history? The Bible declares him to be the Son of God and God the Son. Christ died. He died upon a cross. That's history. But then it says Christ died for our sins. That's theology. The Bible tells us why Jesus Christ died. And he died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. He died for our sins. He died in our place. He died as our substitute. The wages of sin is death. But the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, had no sin of his own. But because he took our sins upon him and bore our sins upon his body in the tree, he died for us. He died for sins that were not his own. He died that we might live. Christ died. That's history. Christ died for our sins. That's theology. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That's authority. You know, the only accurate revelation that we have of God is the Bible. Many people claim to speak in behalf of God. Many books claim to be God's revelation. But the Bible, and the Bible alone, is God's word to a fallen world. It's God's love letter. And everything that we need to know, everything that we can be sure and certain of about the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, is in the Bible. Paul pointed people to the authority of the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ did the same. He said to the religious people of his day, "Search the scriptures." Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. How can I know that my sins are forgiven? According to the scriptures. How can I know who Jesus Christ is? What he has done? According to the scriptures. How can I be sure of having peace with God? It's according to the scriptures. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Christ died, history, for our sins, theology, according to the scriptures, authority. But Paul here also speaks about reality. Reality. Because he speaks about receiving the gospel, believing the gospel, and being saved by the gospel. Are you saved today? Have you responded to the good news? Do you believe that Jesus was the Son of God and he died on the cross for you? Then receive that message. Believe that message and be saved. May God bless you, and thank you for listening.